Before HKX mobile and monitoring.
TRC portable, Easley, South Carolina. Good afternoon.
For HKX, I'm up in Penrose, North Carolina.
DLT.
For DLT, did I hear that right?
Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you also, and this is Patrick on this end, KO4 HKX.
HKS, HKX, X-ray the final letter of your suffix, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you a lot for coming back to me. I hope all's well with you and your family. Name here is Al Alpha Lima. I'm just portable here, sitting in my den. I was out in my shack talking on HF for a little while a few minutes ago. I had me a fresh cup of coffee and a premium cigar and enjoyed a little HF, and I'm just sitting down here in front of television. My wife's taking a nap, so I thought I'd play with my HT.
This afternoon, I'm on my way to visit with my mom.
She's doing well, and where does she live, Patrick?
She lives in Bavard, and I'm up in Penrose, which is not too far away.
Not at all. I hope the ride through the mountains is pretty today. Brevard's a beautiful area, and I hope that you and your family had a great Christmas. We sure did.
Christmas, a little bit of white up here, and I'm glad you and your family had a Merry Christmas.
The beautiful thing about snow, living in the upstate of South Carolina, we don't have to drive that far to get to it if we want to. And when it comes here, it comes and it comes just long enough to be pretty, and like a good guest, it leaves after about 3 days, and we like that.
Spend my weeks down in the upstate. I run a mobile tour route down in Greenville in the upstate there, so I'm back and forth every day.
In my early 20s, I worked for several construction companies, and I used to buy from those mobile tool routes. Which particular company do you sell tools for?
Branded Matco Tools, MATCO.
Sure, seen your trucks. I sure have. Perhaps I may have even seen you a time or two buzzing up and down the road.
Road any time down there, you've probably seen me because I've been all over the place.
There you go. Now, do you have regular stops? Do you go by different construction sites and stuff like that, or different plants, tool shops, things like that? Is that what you normally do?
It is a dedicated stop, the same route every week, but we will make stops for other people if we need to.
There you go. So I guess the thing to do would be look online, you see something you want from Matco, and then if the price is right, contact y'all. Is that how you do it?
Full right now, so give me just a second.
My transmission went right in the repeater just fine, so you might be crawling out of that hole now.
Nice transmission, but I don't know if you can hear me good or not.
Just fine. Of course, I'm just out of HT here. You're out mobile and along. So if someone's not going to hit the machine, it's going to be me.
I've just gotten into this, so I'm still learning a lot of it and still mobiling around up here, so I'm still playing with everything.
It sure is. I'm glad that you found this hobby. It's a great hobby for doing what you're doing. It can make a ride real interesting and real nice if you like conversation with people. This is a 2 meters. We got some really good machines here in the area and that got good coverage. This one's a fine one, that's for sure.
Thanks on this one. This is the one I listen to most of the time because I live real close to it, so it hits everything I cover.
Easley, this machine does real well into Easley and Pickens County, all around Pickens County, Greenville County, and of course And as long as you don't get down between two of them giant rocks called mountains, you'll hit it real well up there, riding around up there.
Good view of Caesar's Head right now, so it should be okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I was up near Caesar's Head here at Pretty Place, goodness gracious, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Three weeks ago, my brother-in-law actually got married up there on at the mountain, and I was in the wedding. Good, a lot of fun, but it was the least amount of people I had ever been to a wedding with, that's for sure, because of this COVID business.
EMS is, it's put a damper on get-togethers, that's for sure.
Exactly right.
With the HF, I haven't messed with it at all, so I know absolutely nothing about it.
Second, Patrick. Yes, I got my ticket, my first ticket in 95, and then 97 I got my, well, that was, it was 96 I got my no code tech, 97 got my, not no code, 5 word per minute code, and then 13 word per minute in November 97, and now, of course, they've dropped the code requirement, but, you know, so you get in there pretty easy now. It's a lot of fun, and I think you'll enjoy it just as much as you're enjoying this.
Got my technician ticket, and I didn't know how much of that I could really get into.
Yes, as far as HF, I don't think there's any at all. I haven't looked at the licensing requirements if they've changed that. They've talked about opening up some of the HF, but to do your best to get your general class, I never went any higher than general class. Threatened to do it many times, but general class gives me everything I want, and I enjoy general class. I really do, as far as with HF and 2 meter 440. And also 6 meters when it opens up. It's a lot of fun, too. So, yeah, get yourself one in books and study for the test. I think they still give the tests up there at the Red Cross building. I believe they do. I don't want to say that for as fact, but I believe they still give those tests up there.
Online back in September, and I think you can still take the general online.
And you certainly can. I don't know the ins and outs of doing that. I've had never taken it. I've studied for the tests online before, for the extra, just never went ahead and got my extra ticket. But like I said, that general class, it opens up a lot of doors for you. And teaches you how to dig deep in your pockets for those expensive black boxes we call radios and amplifiers. Hi.
Some of the prices on those, man, are they expensive.
You compare ham radio. My friend, a good buddy of mine, used to work for a couple of NASCAR drivers back in the early 80s. And he said that no matter what you do to a car engine, you can always make a car engine go a half a mile an hour faster. Well, ham radio is the same way. No matter what you do to your station, you can always make it get out a half a mile further, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking a little bit at that, and I've been wanting to get my general, but like I said, life's kind of gotten away here the last little bit. Mom's not doing real well, so I've been spending a lot of time with her.
And that's one thing we got to remember. A lot of us get into ham radio, and we don't put our priorities in order, and that's not the way to go. Ham radio is a toy. Our family comes first. Way to go, Patrick.
I do enjoy making these conversations as I'm riding down the road by myself most of the time, so it does help.
Well, do anything that involves mobile. By golly, mobile HF's a lot of fun, too. It's something to get into as well. Patrick, good to speak with you, that's for sure. My wife now, she has heard me talking on this radio, so I woke her up. I'm going to get in there and see what she's got to say. And so good to speak with you. Happy New Year to you and your mother. And I look forward to doing this again, Patrick. KF4DLT, 73, sir.
73 to you, Alan. I did appreciate the talk and enjoy it. And you have a Happy New Year also. KO4 and KX.